So the film, The Trust for Assange, first, it took a number of years to put together. It's quite a comprehensive backgrounder to what's happened to Julian Assange. Can you tell us about this journey you've taken to make this film?
Sure. Well, the aim of the film from the outset was to raise awareness of Julian Assange's predicament, his situation, and the case, and gather some more support. So I wasn't interested to make a kind of a typical sort of doco from a neutral perspective, which is the common way, because I didn't feel that in this sort of situation with the treatment that Julian has endured. I didn't feel it was appropriate to give voice to his enemies, so to speak, to the other side. So it is very much a campaign film aimed at building support for Julian to add weight to the campaign, because I feel that rather than being prosecuted as the narrative tries to present, I feel that he's being persecuted and there's a difference. So we set out to make a film that would help people understand the wider issues, as well as a lot of detail about how he has been persecuted, and dismantle a lot of these false narratives, debunk the smears.
I've been following this case from its beginnings, and I know the key elements that you're telling. But what's so important about your film is that for anybody who knows only some of it, you lay it right out there for them to see all the gory details. And Niels Melzer's evidence, for example, is absolutely fascinating. He is a man intelligent, aware, and as your film points out, he himself discovers what a hatchet job has been done on Julian Assange.
Yeah, that's right. Niels Melzer, the UN Special Rapporteur on torture during at the time that the film was being made, is a really good example of, well, to start as you say, someone that has gone from having a prejudice, as Niels says, he believes that he already knew everything he needs to know, and then the deeper he delved into it, the more dirt came out, and it wasn't on the side of Assange; it was on the side of the government. That's his quote from the film. Yeah, the most important thing about what Niels Melzer's work has done is that he went to the prison with two doctors, and they did an assessment of Julian's mental state under the Istanbul Protocol, I think it's called. Their conclusion was that he is a victim of psychological torture. So that's really a crucial thing for everyone to be aware of. And when he presented that finding to the governments involved, UK government, Australia government, US government, they just ignored it. And this is the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, who is an expert in torture. It's just one example of the terrible treatment that Julian has endured.
Also, people like Jennifer Robinson pointing out how the law has been used or misused in a way to imprison Julian Assange, a bit like refugees here being put in jail for something that is not criminal. In fact, he's been put in jail for doing what a journalist does.
Yeah, from a journalistic perspective, all journalists should be supporting Julian and be very vocal about this situation, because their profession is being undermined, their ability to do proper good journalism. What Julian Assange did was kind of reinvent journalism to a degree. He's taken it to another level of accuracy. WikiLeaks, the website and the encryption and the anonymous Dropbox was really a technological development and innovation for journalism, allowing this flow of information from whistleblowers to the publishers and to the journalists who would go and do the normal journalistic work of checking for, authenticity and redacting names. And then WikiLeaks then passed it on to their many, many partners, including the New York Times, Der Spiegel and Le Monde and The Guardian, and all of these huge media outlets then ran the stories based on this incredible information that had been uncovered. So it's one of the smears against Julian that is constantly regurgitated, is that he is not a journalist somehow. But what on earth is he if he's not a journalist? He's actually won more than 24 journalistic awards, including the Walkley Award, for journalism. There's not many people that say that he's not a journalist, and the ones that do, I do wonder if they're just fellow journalists that are a bit jealous of his success and his incredible innovation and brilliance to take journalism to another level. And this is what journalism needs to be, is to be more accurate, more important, more relevant to the world population.
Your film is quite remarkable, actually, because you speak to a lot of people. Not only are you following the actual practical step-by-step story, and I must say, the warning at the beginning where you actually tell people that there are fairly awful things that you're going to be seeing in this film are true, because you play the collateral murder video all the way through, and it is absolutely, it's very difficult to even describe how terrible that video really is. But you go and you speak to a whole lot of people like Chris Hedges and Tariq Ali and Daniel Ellsberg and John Pilger, who actually give a reason quite besides Julian Assange, his sanity and freedom, as a reason for why people should be concerned. But people should be very scared for themselves, shouldn't they? This is what your film tells us.
The collateral murder video is extremely significant. It's been described as, I think it was by Dean Yates in a speech that I heard recently, he was describing it as the most important video ever released about war, and it is, yeah, it's an extremely shocking video, and unfortunately, because of the dominance of the mainstream media and their reluctance to show that particular war crime on television, then it's still only a very small percentage of people that have seen that video. And it's really the basis, it's one of the main parts of the indictment against Julian. They avoid it because they don't want to embarrass themselves. But the video is what ultimately, it's the main thing that really embarrassed the US government, was the fact that they covered up that incident. That's what really is the main motivation for them to go after Julian and to try to get rid of WikiLeaks.
Well, yeah, this is the argument that you promulgate, and it's probably the truth, that by making him an example, nobody else will put their head above the parapets.
Yeah, well, that is what is the main sort of plot. The whole point of the pursuing Julian and having him detained in Belmarsh prison for 4.5 years now, and all of the way that they've used lawfare to, you know, make the whole offensive for Assange and for WikiLeaks, all of these methods that they've used is designed to scare off other future would-be whistleblowers and journalists from doing this same type of journalism, exposing the dirty laundry of the powers. It is very much about scapegoating, making an example of somebody so that the whole world, especially journalists, investigative journalists who would potentially cover these kinds of stories, are too scared to cover them.
The attack on democracy, the attack on the rule of law, is actually what is going on here. I mean, it's about freedom of speech, but it's also about the very foundations of Western democracy that's under the spotlight, really, isn't it?
Well, free speech is meant to be one of the pillars of the democracy. Free speech has been developing for 5,000 years, and we would like to think that, especially in the Western world, that rights are improving, that free speech is being protected. Free speech is regularly mentioned by presidents and prime ministers in Western countries. They love to purport to be supporters of free speech. But what we, with the reality of what is really going on in the last decade or so, is that we're seeing a de-evolution, an undermining of democracy and free speech in Western countries. And this is something we highlight in the film. There's a chapter about the decline of press freedom, and we have some stats about how currently there's over 500 journalists in prison, detained, or actually with a prison sentence in the world globally for their work. And when I heard that figure, I was shocked. It's 500 journalists are actually sitting in a cell just for doing journalism work. And what is journalism? It is just truth telling. It's just sharing a message. It's sharing information. So there shouldn't be any journalists in prison. And you know, most people would think, well, oh, that must be in places like China and Russia and all these sort of dictatorships. Yes, and look, largely it is. But then you have Julian Assange, a multi-award-winning journalist who's won more journalism awards than almost any other, most journalists, that's for sure. And here he is in a prison in London, in a Western country that purports to be democratic. So it's basically the situation of Julian Assange, the treatment of him, is the canary in the coal mine of the state of our democracy. And it should be very concerning to everybody. So what people really need to do is take some time and look into this issue, look into the case, find out the real story. Don't be sort of sabotaged or misdirected by all the false narratives around it. Find out what this is really about, which is about the information and the leaks. That's what they're trying to do, is a kind of a magic trick to misdirect the attention of the public onto all these criticisms of Julian instead of to what is in the leaks, what was revealed. And if people can do that, take some time to look into it, and also to learn a little bit about what WikiLeaks exposed, well, then we're going to find that there is a crisis of democracy and we have a lot to do, and we need to be aware of the decline that's going on and each do some small thing about it.
This documentary, which is having its world premiere at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival on Sunday, the 30th, is aims to increase political pressure for the release of Julian Assange.
Yeah, that's right. What my aim is, as I said, is to increase awareness, to inform people, to inspire them to action. And ultimately, because this is not about the law, this is not a legal case. The law is just a subterfuge. It's a tool used against Julian Assange to keep him detained. I mean, imagine. I mean, even the original excuse for taking him into prison was that he jumped bail. The normal sentence for that would be 50 weeks, but here we are. More than 4 years being detained indefinitely. He has no idea when he'll be out. It's just obscene. Everyone should be doing something about it. It starts with awareness, you know, people just taking some time to look into it. The film is designed to educate and build awareness. And what we would like to see is that Julian Assange becomes one of the election issues in the next Australian elections and in the US. It needs to become one of the points that future prime ministers and presidents would be highlighting. And we are seeing in the US there's a number of the presidential candidates that are in the running have stated that on day one they would release Julian Assange, or if they were elected, they would release many, many whistleblowers. We're still hopeful that Joe Biden will just do the right thing and decide to not continue this Trump era persecution and just have Julian's freedom arranged. And we'd also hopeful that Anthony Albanese will instead of using this sort of cryptic, sort of vague rhetoric of enough is enough and brought to a close, just be gutsy enough to stand up for democracy and free speech and a fellow Aussie and just demand Julian's freedom. That's what they should be doing, because he shouldn't have spent one day in prison.